Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
I kind of feel bad about the word but in this. But anyway, the festive season promises joy, but for many women, it delivers a crushing mental load. The exhaustive, unseen labour of planning, perfecting and coordinating what's called the holiday magic. This hidden emotional burden turns festive cheer into a source of stress and exhaustion, demanding a conversation about a fair distribution of domestic duties. Did my wife put somebody up to this, this being introduced by me? But we're joined anyway by Alana Kirk, author and midlife coach. Alana, how are you?
I'm very well, Colm, and yes, your wife did put us up to this.
Right, okay. So the pressure on women to create the perfect Christmas, is this because they tend to take the lead on the social life of the family and how connected the family is?
Yeah, I mean, I think women are still, I mean, look, a lot has changed, but women still tend to be, on the whole, I have to be very careful, lots of caveats, but on the whole, women still take the greatest burden for being the carers and the caretakers for home and family and big events. And, you know, a lot of that stress, you said the word really well, there is mental stress. Yes, there's a lot of practical stuff to do. I'm literally in the process of putting three as we speak, but, you know, there's actually the mental load of being responsible for everything. And that's the one we'd love to kind of share a little bit more.
Right.
And there is that sense that you're never doing Christmas right. Or is that just me?
No, it's definitely not you. Well, I mean, yes. I mean, this comparisonitis is awful. And I think what I always try to say to people is, listen, try and figure out what is the anchor you want for this particular Christmas. Because rather than sort of blaze through with your hair on fire, trying to perfect Christmas as per TikTok or Instagram or, you know, the neighbours next door who always have the flashier lights, try and figure out what is it that you need for this Christmas. Where are you as a family? So, for example, last year, I had a big family Christmas. My brother and all of his kids and everything came because we knew it was going to be my dad's last Christmas. So my anchor for that was family connection. That means I can sort of let a lot of stuff go. I'm not going to get overly dramatized by the gravy. You know, I went and bought the gravy, shock horror. But, you know, because I wanted to have time to talk and be together because all the kids are adults now. So I knew it was, you know, probably the last time we'll all be together. So give yourself a focus, whether you've small kids, no kids, different things happening. So this year, my dad has gone. It's just me and my three girls. And I'm really focused on the fact that, you know, we are probably coming to the end of me definitely having my three girls coming home for Christmas. So my focus is trying not to have drama this Christmas and to just focus on having fun. So even if you can give yourself an anchor to say, right, well, okay, my anchor is actually to spend time with the family or to connect or to relax. I always say, how do you want to feel at the end of Christmas night? Now, I certainly, especially when I had young kids and lots of in-laws and family and everything coming, I've wept on Christmas night, you know. I don't want to be there again. So try and envision yourself, what do you want to feel at the end of that day? And then work backwards.
All right. And I'm sorry, obviously, to hear about your dad. And to change Christmas, I mean, it took almost a crisis or a profoundly life-changing event for you to do Christmas a different way. But it sounds like that's you for Christmas now. It's about the connection and the quality time.
Yeah, and you know, I think it's really important. You know, we're going to go back to the workload, because I always say no one's going to remember really how the napkins were folded on Christmas Day. No one's going to remember whether everything matched. Do you know what they're going to remember? How they felt at the end of the day. And if there's one person who's overwhelmed, who's stressed, who's crying, who's shouting, may or may not have been me at different times, you know, that's what's going to be. So,
but enough about me.
Enough about me. How do you want people to feel? That's what matters.
You know, there's the Anne Enright novel. Is it The Green Road? That description of the shop, the trip to the shops for the Christmas grocery shop, and just the building stress and trauma of that, and then being almost home. And it was the Brussels sprouts, wasn't it? She forgot the Brussels sprouts.
So there is no such thing as a Christmas food shop. There are 20 Christmas food shops. So I do at least four before the big one, because you've got to get all the bits. And last year, actually, my 15-year-old, I was gearing up as if I was literally going on an expedition. She says, "Mom, it can't be that bad. I said, okay, come with me. And she got the board, and she got the list, and she's right, I'm coming with you. 5 minutes in, she was looking at me aghast, going, what's wrong with people? You know, trolleys were being shoved. It's one of the worst experiences a woman goes through on Christmas. It's the final food shop.
I have a memory of being in a particular Super Value. This is about, my children were smaller because they were with me, I remember. And there was stacking up. It was like...
That was a bad decision.
Well, actually, as it turned out, it wasn't the worst because we were stacked. There was trolley stacked like in a hospital, an overcrowded
like an
hospital
airport,
emergency
snow,
thing.
Yeah.
And they were actually, there was people dressed as elves bringing water bottles and chocolates along the line, packets of roses to stop people from sustain people in these queues. Yeah. And I remember looking at this, I was thinking, like the absolute crazy madness of it all.
Yeah. And I've had clients who, I had one client last year, I still remember her going, you know, I stood there at Super Value, and just as she stood in the shop, her husband texts to say, great, Christmas has arrived, I'm off to the pub. And I mean, he's a great man, but he's not a bad man. He was going to be doing a lot of cooking over Christmas. But she said, there and then I decided to divorce him.
but on that, because look, people, you know, the division of labour and the discussion of that, you know, I would hold my hand up and say, I am an executor, much like our cooking friend you just mentioned there. But planning and that kind of thing, and factoring people in and who's coming when and when to send the cards.
And gift buying.
That's just not my strong suit. I can, of course, change and develop, but I mean, it hasn't happened yet.
You only get good with practice.
But I mean, can you make use of someone who is a doer to alleviate the burden of the planning rather than the planner trying to be a doer as well?
I think if, you know, it's going to look different for every couple, every family, depending, you know, down to the cats, the dogs, kids, no kids, family, and all of the above. But I do think that if you can get sort of really clear, that I think the biggest friction comes from men in particular, let's call it that, thinking that they're doing a lot, and they probably are, but what they don't see, because it's so invisible, the workload, is all of the mental work behind. So, for example, if I were to say to my kids now, could you guys wrap the presents? The first thing I'm going to hear is, where's the sellotape? Where's the scissors? Then I spend 20 minutes trying to find all of those things because no one's put the sellotape or scissors back where it's meant to have gone. And then I've got to go and get the wrapping paper.
You're the little red hen in that case. Just do it yourself.
So it's easier to... this might sound like it's going to take more time, but you get do this right at the beginning. You make a list of every aspect of Christmas that needs to be done. You write it all down. Then you get a bit of paper and you put a line down the middle and you put the mental load and the physical load. Now, people can execute in that right-hand column, but there's a lot being held in someone's head. Where can you get that onto a list? Where can you say, can you take all responsibility for that? I'm not now going to chase up. I'm not going to follow up. Can you take the full responsibility for that job? And just really making a family affair, whether you've got small kids or adult kids or whatever it might be, everyone gets a role, because it's we've really got to shift this idea that, you know, women sort of produce Christmas dinner as if it's a little, you know, magic hour in the kitchen. You know, that's weeks of planning plus, you know, making everybody else happy. I call it the Christmas quadrant of chaos. You know, you've got all of the practical overwhelm, you've got the mental overload, you've got all that emotional over responsibility trying to make everybody happy. You're not responsible for everyone's happiness, but we feel we are. And then that overbearing need for everything to be perfect. And you know, I'd go back to that idea of just, what's the hook that you want to hang Christmas on? How do you want to feel at the end of the day? What is the most important goal? And then in certain ways, choose your sanity over standards. Right. So for example, I love baking. I'm going to put the effort into that, but I'm going to buy the gravy. I'm going to choose my sanity over that standard, for example.
Yeah. And when you're dealing with other people, you know, I think the Prussian military strategist Helmut von Moltke said, no plan survives first contact with the enemy. Yeah. Mike Tyson said, everybody's got a plan till you get punched in the face. So, you know, there you go. Anyway, Alana Kirk, author and midlife coach, thanks very much for joining us on that.
Yes, yeah, sanity over standards. That's going to be my catch cry for this Christmas.
Very good, in keeping with the alliteration theme on this programme.
Yes, indeed.